This is Bernice Steinbaum. My gallery is at 3550 North Miami Avenue. I have been a dealer for 35 years. I met Enrique's work about 2 years ago when he was in a group show, and I really fell in love with it. He was reminding us about what will happen in the future if we continue the environmental horror with chemicals in the food of animals, with chemicals in our air, and with pollution of our waters with industrial waste. In his sculpture, he uses various parts of animals to say that the animal's DNA will change, and that the function that they were really here for originally will be cast asunder. They're amusing. They don't suck you in the mouth, but they give you a lot to think of. For instance, a bison made out of ringneck pheasant feathers with a pig snout, etc., etc. And so he buys his material on eBay. It is not that Enrique goes out, kills an animal, does anything underhanded. In any case, he had an inspection in his studio and in his home by a government agent who makes sure you're not using protected animals. The story got so blown up, they pointed their fingers at him for importing animals and black paper, all of it nonsense. He has suffered enormously, not only his career, not only his persona, but they wanted to indict his partner as well. And so when they went after his partner, who is another artist, he said, I can't handle the stress anymore, particularly in light of the fact that I'm having a show January 14th, whatever the date is, and it would be easier for me to take one felony than to suffer like this. The man is suffering. His partner is suffering. He's having anxiety attacks. He spent a fortune on attorney fees. He has quit his day job because the stress level is so high. I have gotten horrible emails about how can I represent this man, and commentary on my collectors. It's total nonsense. Artists have always used animal parts. How is his work different? Ignorance of the law does not excuse the perpetrator. Clearly, he was ignorant of the law. He did not have a wildlife license. The federal government produces a list of what animals are protected. How this law applies only to dealer and artist, but not eBay seller, is confounding. And I think that the laws should be clear. He has thus far paid his attorney for a mistake. And he is up for jail time. This is not killing. This is not breaking and entering. If you knew him, he loves animals. That's what his work is about. He loves animals so much that he has chosen to do work that reminds us that shooting and gaming of animals is not acceptable. I've been a dealer for 35 years with academic credentials. One need only look around this gallery. I represent 5 artists out of 28 that deal with environmental issues. I believe in Enrique, and I believe his story.